Broadcasting live for Atlanta's best and brightest companies to work for. From the beautiful Atlanta Marriott Northwest Hotel at the Galleria in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, hear your Business Radio X host.
This is the 101 Best and Brightest Awards ceremony. We're super excited to be here. Shay, what a morning, right?
What a morning indeed.
Yeah, we got our first interview here today. I don't know about you. I had a great drive in. I avoided all the traffic. I actually got to drive right down the Chattahoochee River on my left, and I got my nice Zen center this morning, my Zenter, if you will. So I'm ready to go and kick it off with our first guest today. It's a Mr. Scott Massley. He's the VP of HR for Resource Alliance. How you doing, Scott?
Great. How you doing? Good morning.
Doing very, very well. So you mentioned before the show that this is your first Best and Brightest event.
Correct.
You excited to be here?
Yeah, I'm very glad to be here. Honored to be here.
Now, before I get into what you guys at Resource Alliance are about and your role there, there's a reason why you're here today. Is that correct?
Yes.
Why don't you tell the folks why you're here today?
Yeah, we're here because we were selected as one of the winners, as one of Atlanta's best and brightest companies to work for. I think there were 300-plus nominations, and they picked about 100 winners, and we're one of them.
You're in the top 33%.
That's right.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah,
it's a huge accomplishment.
Here to claim our trophy.
So what is the mission and purpose for Resource Alliance?
Resource Alliance is a outsource and insource HR company. So companies outsource their full human resources function to us. Payroll, benefits, employee relations, drug screens, everything. We basically become their human resources department.
So you get all the dirty little secrets for a lot of companies then, huh?
Yeah, we got a lot of funny stories.
Do you have like a couch where they sit on and tell you all their troubles, or how does
yes,
that work?
there are tears. All HR people know that sometimes we're the psychologist and the enforcer and everything else.
But that's kind of cool though, because you don't get in a routine of one client, one kind of, you're not in an internal thing, so you have a little more freedom. But at the same time, like, you get to experiment a little bit more and try different things, right?
Yeah, it's great. We focus on a specific industry, this property management industry, that has
okay.
very high employee turnover. And when you have really high employee turnover, you don't have as much loyalty. And so we try to help our clients build loyalty with their employees. But sometimes that doesn't always happen when there's high turnover. And so you get a lot of claims.
What contributes to the high turnover there?
It's any time that you have properties coming and going. You have owners of apartment complexes who will change management companies. And that makes the employees change because they're loyal to one company or another.
Right.
And that creates change. Yeah.
So what are some implementations you've put in place to stop this or help this?
Well, we start at the very beginning with the recruiting. Do people define the exact kind of person they're looking for? Do they know what their culture is? Have they made it very clear what kind of person will work in their work environment? And then we get into the interviewing process and the specific questions and who's involved and what kind of message they send, because interviewing is not just a one-way thing where you just show up and ask questions. You're also sending a message as well with your body language and your
sure.
enthusiasm. And so we just kind of start at the very beginning and go through the whole cycle, what kind of training they're doing and everything else, to really teach people how they can succeed in their job.
So it's really a two-way street where
they
come in for the interview process, but they also get to know a little bit about the company as well.
Yeah, I think they should learn a little bit about the company. In the beginning, you don't want to tell them too much because you're supposed to spend your time learning about them, right?
Right.
You have a limited time, so you really
who's
should just
interviewing
be,
who here?
Yeah, you should just be asking questions and listening. Too often you go in and you see that the manager, let's start with telling you all about our company, and 30 minutes later they've yet to ask a question.
30 minutes later, what's your name again?
Right, and then once the applicant starts talking, you might realize, oh, we're not interested anyway. I just wasted 30 minutes. So it's
right.
better to get to know them first. And then maybe in the second or third interview, that's when you tell them a little bit more about the company if they haven't already done their research.
Right. So what got you to this company? I mean, did you start a Resource Alliance? Did you?
No, I was a corporate human resources director for one of the top 100 companies in Atlanta a few years ago. And then I went out and started my own business and had my own consulting business, human resources and public speaking, for about 7.5 years. And then I had met the owners of Resource Alliance. We'd had a few lunches together, and just the timing was right for us to join together and make it bigger.
So are most of your clients, are you finding that you kind of look for them, or they're like, oh, crap, I don't have a HR department. Scott, what can you do for me?
It's both. We're always looking for new, great clients, growing companies anywhere from 100 to 1,000 employees, right? But we get a lot of referrals from payroll companies and from benefits companies, and our clients come off of PEOs and they want to work with us because they don't they've outgrown the PEO model. Yep.
Okay, so I'm a client now. Okay. Sure. Just pretend. And I only want to hire veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whether that's a good fit for me or not, right? But that's who I want to hire. Do you just find the people that I want, or do you go, wait a minute, maybe you should look at maybe like some qualifications? Or how do you handle that balance?
We, because we're consultants, we want to support you and your goals, right? We're not here to tell you how to run your business. It's your business. That's the advantage of outsourcing, is you don't have to fight or argue with anybody. You do what you want to do because it's your business. What we want to do is give you advice based on best practices and keeping you out of trouble with the law and keeping you out of court and helping you attract and retain the best talent. So we just provide a broader perspective and say, have you thought about this or that, or here are the potential risks involved with going down that road, and then we let you make the decision. So it's almost more of a coaching role when it comes to strategy.
Now, what about from the applicant side? Is there any best practices they should start kind of using for? Because, I mean, with an online, is it all online submissions now? And how do you get past the filter? And, I mean, because it's like a drop in a bucket at some point, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a, you know, the networking is still the best way to do it. Meeting people and getting a personal referral always carries weight over just shooting a resume out there.
Apply, click, upload.
It's very annoying to employers when you just throw your resume out to every job, whether you're qualified or not. Usually they describe what they're looking for, and people just say, well, maybe they'll look at my resume and find something that fits,
right?
But it's better not to do that because it just wastes their time and it irritates them. It's better to focus on the things that you fit their description of what they're looking for. And I would definitely tell everybody, before you go interview, Google yourself, Google images and videos and everything else, and see what's out there.
Make sure you're Google safe.
Yes. Yeah.
I think I needed you when I first started looking for jobs out of college.
Yeah.
Wish I would have had your card a couple years ago.
You weren't Google safe?
No, I don't know if I was Google safe or not. That makes me want to go home and Google myself.
You might not be safe now.
Uh-oh. There you go. What are do you think are some things that you guys did at Resource Alliance to get you not only nominated but to win a very prestigious award?
Sure. We Peter Drucker is a big management expert, right? He's been around forever. I'm sure you've heard of him. And one of his quotes was that culture eats strategy for breakfast, and that people are loyal to culture, not strategy, even though the two are interrelated.
Sure.
So we tried to build a we have a smaller company. We have about 25 employees right now and growing, and we try to build the culture that people want to stay. We have a lot of wellness initiatives. We do a lot of team events. We go rock climbing. We go to Braves games. We go out on Lake Lanier on a houseboat. We pay for our employees' gym memberships if they work out. We've done self-defense classes. We've done healthy cooking classes. I mean, we just do everything we can to appeal to different interests to keep people interested and make sure they know they're appreciated.
Well, so you are a standalone company that outsources, or people hire you to outsource their HR departments, right?
People hire us to be their HR department, right?
Right. So your company is one big HR department. So
correct.
You are eating your own cooking and everything here, right?
I mean, right, yeah.
You guys got it all figured out.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the employees that are under the umbrella, it's thousands and thousands of employees. And we have this small company, but we have several employees who work full-time on-site with our clients, and that's what we call insourcing. So
that's cool.
So we've had our employees win Employee of the Month at our client locations because the employees, their peers voted for them without even realizing that they were our employees, but they do such a great job. And it's no secret. It's just that they didn't realize, and they said, that's our HR person.
Awesome.
That's the guy that has my back.
That's right. This is who I go to when I need help.
Well, hey, I would love to check with you, you know, in later dates, get you back on the show and talk about maybe some more events you guys are doing, or maybe get a client on a show. Would that be something you're interested in?
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on the show, Scott.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Have fun.
Appreciate it.
All right.
I'm Michael Lauer, and we'll see you a little bit later at 101 Best and Brightest.